Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the fifth shir in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, Perek Halacha Aleph, the second series. We established the Meiridik Yisod that there are two types of Melchamos of the king, Melchamos Rishus. One is where he needs the Sanhedrin, or Metumim, etc., where he's fighting Melchemes Ha'am, Melchemes Hashem, for the nation. And another type of war where it's Melchemes HaMelech, which is his own personal war. That was the Yisod that we established. And now we can be Miyashiv Divrei Rashi. Rashi, we had a steer in Rashi. Rashi says in one place that the problem with the Kibush Yachid, the reason it's only Kibush Yachid is because it's not with Shishim Ribo, it's not with 600,000. Another place he says that it's because it's Letzarchoi. Another place it's because he says it wasn't, the whole nation wasn't fighting. So says Moreno Rabbeinu that Rashi says that there weren't 600,000, ain't Kavanaso, he doesn't mean that it's not considered a Kibush Rabim unless the 600,000 people are capturing it. It's not what he means. Ele Kavanaso, V'boi milchomashim milchemes kol ha'amshu shishim ribo. Needs to be all the nation. In other words, 600,000 people represent the nation. That's what 600,000 people mean. That they represent the nation. And therefore, in such a war, if it's Milchemes Kol Ha'am, if it's on behalf of the entire nation, it's not the king's personal war, then that's considered 600,000. And therefore, it's considered a Kibush Rabim, even though it was Lamaisa, was captured by Yechidim, as long as it's on behalf of the 600,000 of Milchemes Ha'am. But Milchemes Surya was, as Rashi says, it wasn't Al Pi Adibur, it wasn't Al Pi Urim Bitumim. So this is Milchemes HaMelech. That you don't need a Bezin of 71, that you don't need an Urim Bitumim. And that's what Rashi writes in Gittin, that it was Litzarcho. What does it mean, Litzarcho? Hainu lo melchem, right? We saw the Rashi in Avay Dezara, who says there weren't 600,000. We saw the Rashi in Gittin, that it was Litzarcho. Hainu lo melchem, esam shayi dezeh Litzarcho am, el melchem esam mel shayi dezeh Litzarcho am melech. It wasn't for the sake of the nation, but rather for the sake of the king. It was for the sake merely of the king. This isn't a war being fought for the nation. It wasn't Melchemes Rabim, it was Melchemes Yachid, and that's why it's called a Kibush Yachid. And that we saw in the Sifri, that it says it was Shaloka Halacha, because it's Samach Leplatrin. What are you capturing? Syria, which is not Samach Leplatrin, next to the palace. Why don't you first capture next to the palace? So the Inyan Zesh al Hakdim Melchemes Mitzvah Einu al Bedinei Melchemes Shem Melchemes Mitzvah V'Reshus. That this Inyan of being Makdim, that first you fight a Melchemes Mitzvah and then you fight a Melchemes Reshus, that's only in Dinei Melchemes. In Dinei Melchemes is Din Kedima of Melchemes Mitzvah over Melchemes Reshus. Aval Melchemes U Maisim Melech U. But this Melchemah was a Maisim Melech, it was a Melchemes Melech. It's on behalf of the king, it wasn't on behalf of the nation. So it goes into neither category. The Eino Inyan, the Dine Kadima Behokos Mulchama. And therefore it has nothing to do with Dine Kadima. What war goes first? Rishus, Mitzvah. It's not on the chart. It's not in the running. It's something completely different. And that's why the Sifri says that this Mulchama was not Kitara. What does it mean, Lo Kitara? Hainu Lor Kitara is Mulchama Shesh Badine Kadima. It wasn't Kataris Melchama that has Dine Kedima, and therefore it wasn't considered a Melchemes Rabim.
We had asked, why isn't considered a chait? The Gemara in Yuma enumerates David's sins, but he doesn't enumerate this as a sin. Why isn't it considered a sin? It's not considered a sin because it's not that he fought a Melchemes Rishus before a Melchemes Mitzvah. Because that's talking about Melchemes Ha'am. When you have a conflict between Melchemes Ha'am, Melchemes Rishus, and Melchemes Ha'am, Melchemes Mitzvah, so you fight first the Melchemes Mitzvah. But here it was a Melchemes HaMelech that David fought to capture Syria. And Mela, it's not considered one of his sins. And in fact, in the Emek HaNetziv, Sifri Sof Parshas Ekev, he also asks why this Melchama isn't considered Ben Chatai David. And he proves from this, Keshitas Rashi, that it was Litzarchoi. And he writes, the Tzorcho doesn't require 71, the Tzorcho doesn't require Urmitumim. Baruch Hashem, Hadvarim Mat'imim Le'ikar Masha Amarnu. This is Machalik between Amulcham Le'Tzorcho and Le'Tzorcho Rabbim. And then based on this, he asks according to the other Rishonim, who didn't write like Rashi. However, based on what we said, it's not totally in the Tachlis. It doesn't depend on whether the war is for the Tachlis of himself or for the Tachlis of the Rabbim. Ela ba'oifi ha-mulchama, but rather the nature of the Mulchama. And even if it's Letzarchei Rabbim, if he doesn't do it b'kfiya, with the Sanhedrin, with the Ermitumim, Al-Pi Adibur, etc., rather he doesn't meet in a melech, then you don't need a Beis Din, and therefore it's considered a Mulchemes Yachid. Even if it's Letzarchei Rabbim, but as long as it's not done with the parameters of Mulchemes Rabbim, it's not considered Mulchemes Rabbim. And therefore, for this, you don't need a Beis Din. But the Yesod HaDvarim is that David HaMelech's war was in the category of Mulchemes HaMelech, and therefore it's not considered a sin, and because that he came went before Mulchemes Mitzvah, and that explains the 600,000 that it was Letzarcho, meaning it wasn't Mulchemes Rabbim, it wasn't Mulchemes Ha'am, it was for his own, it was a Mulchemes HaMelech, in that category. I'm not 100% sure that that's the mashmaos of the Lashon of the Sifri. Lashon of the Sifri, we've read out so many times, also in the past, is that Vim Torah B'nei Makovich, David Aram Narayim V'ram Tzov V'ein Mitzis Nogo Shem, Amru David Asa Shaloi Katorah, that's what we're saying, you did Shaloi Katorah. Atorah, Mishitech B'shu La'aretz Tira Shem Lichbosh, Chutz La'aretz, only after you capture Eretz Yisrael, you can capture Chutz La'aretz. Ulo Askin El Chazav Kor Shem Rayim Ram Tzova, he did not root the Avusis, the Jebusites who were next to Yerushalayim, and he was already busy with Amram and Aram Tzova. So how are you doing that? In other words, what Rabbeinu seems to be telling is that, was it an Avera? He didn't do an Avera. He didn't go in the proper order, but it wasn't an Avera. It seems in Pashtus people learn it was an Avera. Then why isn't it considered among the Chatoi David? The answer is because it wasn't a Mulchemes Ha'am. Only Mulchemes Ha'am first you have to fight a Mulchemes Mitzvah. This was just Shaloh Ketorah because it wasn't a proper war. It wasn't a proper war. Since it wasn't a proper war, there's no Isser of doing it before Mulchemes Mitzvah. There was no actual Isser, but it seemed there is some level of tain against David. At first, he should have fought a proper war, but he wasn't mamish over an Isser. There's only an Isser to fight a Mulchemes Rishus before a Mulchemes Mitzvah. But here, it wasn't an Isser. And now we get to the Kiryas Sefer. We had seen the Kiryas Sefer, and that's really how we started off the shir. And we just bombed the Kiryas Sefer with kashis. The Kiryas Sefer said that Ein Amelech v'chulei b'achach mechemes rishus al pitzin et shenayin aleph k'dafina perakam debrach sanhedrin k'dafina v'hilchas sanhedrin mechemes rishus by rishus shel beis shelayin aleph. That he quotes the Rambam that the king only fights a mechemes Mitzvah and only and then a Mulchemes Rishus, based in the Sanhedrin of 71. And he says we have a source in Brachas, the beginning of the Masechet and Dav Gimel, Sanhedrin, Tezayin. And he says that as we write in Mulchemes Hilchas Sanhedrin, and Mulchemes Rishus requires 71. Ukshalin Soshan of Malis Parnes. And the Jewish people say they don't have Parnasa. So Mashmad Mulchemes Mitzvah Kodemes. So it's mashman that first comes in Mulchemes Mitzvah, because the Jews are coming and saying, we don't have Parnasa. So David says, all right, fight your Mulchemes Rishus. But it's mashman, they already fought the Mulchemes Mitzvah. Why? Dika Mulchemes Mitzvah kamayo ekelu Parnasa. I said, if you have a Mulchemes Mitzvah to fight, then you get Parnasa from that. So it must be Mochemes Mitzvah precedes Mochemes Rishus. That's his proof. Mochemes is Rechemes Rishus. Because the Jews come to David and they say, hey, we don't have Parnassus. He says, fight a Mochemes Mitzvah. Fight a Mochemes Rishus. But if they had a Mochemes Mitzvah, they wouldn't have to fight the Mochemes Rishus. So it must be a Mochemes Mitzvah comes first. And again, his source is Brachos 3b and Sanhedrin 16a. That every day the Jews would come to David, they say, we need Parnassa. He would say, L'chu pishtu yidechem bigdud. And then they may take Eitzah with Achitofel, Sanhedrin, etc. And then fight this Melchama. So we asked that Divrei HaKiryas Sefer, M'chusarim Bir Legamre. Amanu Shach, if it's a Svara, Pshuta, that you're not allowed to fight a Mechemes Rishos when there's a Mechemes Mitzvah, then why bring Bukharis? And if it's not a Svara, and you need a Raya, what's the Raya? His Raya is that it's Pashat that you fight a Mechemes Rishos second, and you fight a Mechemes Mitzvah first. Why? Because when they fought a Mechemes Rishos, there was obviously no Mechemes Mitzvah to fight, because a Mechemes Mitzvah comes before Mechemes Rishos. But that's proving a point. Based on that point. In other words, he brings a raya for hanacha, for an assumption. What's the raya for the assumption? The assumption is that Mochemes Mitzvah comes first. And what's the raya that Mochemes Mitzvah comes first? If they were asking to fight a Mocham and David told them to fight a Mochemes Rishus, it must be they already fought the Mocham. There were no Mochemes Mitzvah to fight because Mochemes Mitzvah come first. But yeah, where did you prove that a Mochemes Mitzvah comes first? You're just assuming. You're assuming that a Mechemes Mitzvah comes first, and based on that assumption, you prove that a Mechemes Mitzvah comes first. You're assuming that a Mechemes Mitzvah comes first, and therefore they say, oh, if David HaMelech told them to go fight a Mechemes Rishus, it must be there are no Mechemes Mitzvahs to fight, because Mechemes Mitzvah comes first. But how do you know Mechemes Mitzvah comes first? Because he told them to fight a Mechemes Rishus, it must be there are no Mechemes Mitzvah. Yeah. you're proving that, you should, that there are no Mechemes Mitzvahs to fight, because you're assuming that a Mechemes Mitzvah comes first, but you never prove that a Mechemes Mitzvah comes first. Yes, the number of other kashas, as we saw in the first shiur in this series. So now Rabbeinu says following word. It was Pashat. In other words, that's a given. Zenatun. That a Mochemes Mitzvah precedes a Mochemes Rishus. And you don't need a source. You know why? Because Mitzvah always comes before Rishus. Or Befrat, what we saw in the Sifri, via Fusa from the Pasuk, which Pashtus Divrei HaSifri is that there's an Isser involved. There's an Isser involved in fighting him. That's Pashtus HaSifri. A Mochemes Rishus before a Mochemes Mitzvah. So what's the Chiddush of the Rambam that a king fights a Mochemes Mitzvah first? It's coming to teach us that there's no Din Milchama Mitzad Malchus. All there is a Mochemes Rishus. Ein Klal Din Milchama Mitzad Malchus. There is no such thing as a Mochemes HaMelech. There is only a Mochemes. There are only two categories. Mitzvah and Rishus. And we see the words also Chova, but Tzarech HaYan, what we're talking about. There's a Mitzvah and Rishus. There's no such thing as a Mochemes HaMelech. And when you have the conflict between the two, it's Pashat that Mitzvah comes first. Otherwise, there'd be no Kadima. Because just like there's no Kadima for Mochemes Mitzvah over other Inyanei Dina de Mechusetina, there would also be no Kadima Linyan Mochemes Mitzvah Legabe Mochemes HaMelech. It's also Mikoch HaMelech. But the Bekir Sefer says, Enkazabili, Enkazitzu. With the Dasa Kiyasei for Hagufu Kamashiman, it's exactly what the Rambam is teaching us. That the Mochemes is only Dina Mochemes. And therefore Mochemes Mitzvah Kodemes. And that's Lafuke. In other words, all this Gevaldik Shtikal Torah that we've been saying. That's Rashi v'shal Rishonim. There's a musik of Mochemes Rishus. In kaze dama. There's a musik of Mochemes HaMelech. In kaze dama. So that's his point. Oh, we know Al Pi Svara. We know Al Pi Svara that our Mochemes Mitzvah comes first. And all these Purimiyas is no such thing as Mochemes Rishus. And Mochemes HaMelech. B'cholik Kedvar V'enu El Lo'ichiyach Shagam B'chai Gavin V'al Korchu B'gidrei Mochamo. All the Kiyah Sefer is proving that there's a getter of Mochamo over here. And once you say that there's a getter of Mochamo, so it's Pasha that Mochemes Mitzvah comes first. Before Rishus, just like Mitzvah always comes before Rishus. Therefore, when they came and asked David, hey, we need Parnasa, it's Pasha that there was no Mochamez Mitzvah to fight. Otherwise, he would have told them to fight the Mochamez Mitzvah. And what he was saying is that this is a gather of Mochama. That's his point. He also asked that Rambam was talking about Mochamez Rishus of the Parnasa Sisra. And that the Kiyah Sefer writes that they could have a parnasa for Mochemes Mitzvah. The Rambam was saying, wasn't talking about where they need parnasa. The Rambam was talking about Mochemes Rishus Laharchiv V'ul Yisrael. There the Rambam says, he's writing Mochemes Rishus Laharchiv V'ul Yisrael, Laharchiv V'ul Yisrael, to expand the borders. The Mitzvah comes before Rishus. How do you know Mitzvah comes before Rishus for Parnasa? That's the Kiyah Sefer is talking about. The Kiyah Sefer is talking about something different than the Rambam. How do you know Parnasa? So the answer is, the Rambam is talking about to expand the border, but it's partially the same applies to Parnasa. Why does the same apply to Parnasa? Because Mitzvah comes before Rishus. It's mounted as a gather of Mulchama, which is what the Kiyah Sefer proves. Then Mitzvah comes before Rishus. That's why he started off and he said, hey, you need 71 for Mochemes Rishus. He asked, what's that shaykh to the Din Ein HaMelech Milcham Mechila? But if you wouldn't need 71 for Mochemes Rishus, there wouldn't be a Din Ein HaChinam. And there was certainly you need 71, shows that it's a bona fide Milcham. And that's all you got. You have this bona fide Milcham, and therefore it's Pasha that Mochemes Mitzvah comes first. And that the Kiyah Sefer says that if it's a Mochemes Mitzvah, so you can get Parnasa from the Mochemes Mitzvah. So maybe what he means is, so the Gabi Kibush, we see in the Sifri that first you capture the locally, near your, within the borders. Because you should capture what it's a mitzvah to capture. But how do you know for Parnasa the same thing applies? That the mitzvah comes before it's just. So then that the Kiryas Sefer says, that's Misar. And it's a din in every Mulchama to be Masi, the Tachlis of the Mulchama through the Mitzvah. You have a Mitzvah through the Mitzvah, be Masi, the Tachlis of the Mulchama. Achieve the goals of the Mulchama through a Mitzvah. And therefore, if the goal of the Mulchama is to get Parnasa, it's to do it through a Mitzvah, not through a Mulchama's Rishus. That's why he says that when the Jews came to David and they wanted Parnasa, he would have said to them, fight Mochemes Mitzvah first. Because that's the din. The din is that first you go for the Mitzvah and then for the Rishus. And that's the din, Al-Pi HaSifri. That first you capture locally. And once you're capturing locally, in other words, you have to, what's part of the tachlis of capturing? That you get Parnasa from it also. So Memela, it makes sense that Mitzvah comes before Rishus, like Mitzvah always comes before Rishus. So Rabbi Barabino goes on over here, he says, Mor Torah, we'll call it here. And you can see behind Bifanim B'Divrei Torah Sa'an Afla. And please God, we are going to continue in the next shir in this series. Tavama Perak Aleph Aleph Beis. And we have so much Gevalda Torah to look forward to. This was incredibly gratifying. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.